The Art of Money Getting, Golden Rules for Making Money by P.T. Barnum. In the United States, where we have more land than people, it is not at all difficult for persons in good health to make money. In this comparatively new field, there are so many avenues of success open, so many vocations which are not crowded, that any person of either sex who is willing, at least for the time being, to engage in any respectable occupation that offers, may find lucrative employment. Those who really desire to attain an independence have only to set their minds upon it and adopt the proper means, as they do in regard to any other object which they wish to accomplish, and the thing is easily done. But however easy it may be found to make money, I have no doubt many of my hearers will agree it is the most difficult thing in the world to keep it. The road to wealth is, as Dr. Franklin truly says, as plain as the road to the mill. It consists simply in expending less than we earn. That seems to be a very simple problem. Mr. Micawber, one of those happy creations of the genial Dickens, puts the case in a strong light when he says that to have an annual income of £20 per annum and spend £20 and sixpence is to be the most miserable of men, whereas to have an income of only £20 but spend but £19 and sixpence is to be the happiest of mortals. Many of my readers say, we understand this, this is economy, and we know economy is wealth. We know we can't eat our cake and keep it also. Yet I beg to say that perhaps more cases of failure arise from mistakes on this point than almost any other. The fact is, many people think they understand an economy, when they really do not. True economy is misapprehended, and people go through life without properly comprehending what that principle is. One says, I have an income of so much, and here is my neighbour who has the same. Yet every year he gets something ahead and I fall short. Why is it? I know all about economy. He thinks he does, but he does not. There are men who think that economy consists in saving cheese parings and candle ends, in cutting off 2p from the laundress's bill, and doing all sorts of little mean, dirty things. Economy is not meanness. The misfortune is, also, that this class of persons let their economy apply in only one direction. They fancy they are so wonderfully economical in saving half a penny where they ought to spend 2p, that they think they can afford to squander in other directions. A few years ago, before kerosene oil was discovered or thought of, one might stop overnight at almost any farmer's house in the agricultural districts and get a very good supper. But after supper, he might attempt to read in the sitting room, and would find it impossible with the inefficient light of one candle. The hostess, seeing his dilemma, would say, "It is rather difficult to read in evenings. The proverb says, you must have a ship at sea in order to be able to burn 2 candles at once. We never have an extra candle except on extra occasions. These extra occasions occur perhaps twice a year. In this way, the good woman saves $5, $6, or $10 in that time. The information which might be derived from having the extra light would, of course, far outweigh a ton of candles." But the trouble does not end here. Thinking that she is so economical in tallow candles, she thinks she can afford to go frequently to the village and spend $20 or $30 for ribbons and furbelows, many of which are not necessary. This false conduct may be frequently seen in men of business, and in those instances, it often runs to writing paper. You find good businessmen who save all the old envelopes and scraps and would not tear a new sheet of paper if they could avoid it. This is all very well. They may in this way save $5 or $10 a year. But being so economical, only in notepaper, they think they can afford to waste time, to have expensive parties and to drive their carriages. This is an illustration of Dr. Franklin's saving at the spigot and wasting at the bunghole. Punch, in speaking of this one idea class of people, says, they are like the man who bought a penny herring for his family's dinner and then hired a coach and four to take it home.